Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I was having a think the other day, and I really think we've gone on the wrong track by calling these minisodes.
Oh.
I feel like we should call them quickies, should we not?
Oh my god.
How did we miss this?
What have we done?
How did we miss this? We've missed a trick. It was right there.
Readers will have been screaming at us.
Yeah. I just came up with it the other day. I was like, why didn't anyone call them quickies?
Why didn't anyone tell us?
Shall we rebrand? Okay, so this is a quickie.
Yeah, 70 minisodes in or whatever we're up to. We're going to change it. A little quickie.
It's a story episode today. I'm Liz Best and I'm here with Tom Harris.
Yes, hello.
For a quickie. We're bringing you a bit of a quickie in the studio today. What I want to start with, because it's a stories episode, so I'm going to start with something that someone wrote into us at our Ghost of Boyfriends Past group therapy group on Facebook.
Fantastic.
So it's holy, it starts with holy fuck in capital letters.
Wonderful.
Number 24. So that's series 3, episode 24. Well, this episode brought me to my knees. So this was Maddie's episode.
Yes.
I don't mind saying, from Liz's excellent, and I'm not just reading this out because it's a compliment.
No, of course not.
From Liz's excellent lines, including, if you wouldn't do something with your partner right next to you, then it's probably cheating. And just because I can't see what you're writing doesn't mean I can't see that you're trying to hide it.
Mm.
To the confession about what Maddie came across and how, in brackets, been there, done that, and yes, I completely empathize with how that makes your heart physically drop. I felt an absolute connection with so many parts of Maddie's story. Like Maddie, I bought up what I found. Unlike Maddie, I was not at all calm about it. Banshee, cyclone, frothing mouth bitch fest is the best description of what went down in my house for about 24 hours. Then tundra-like freezing with the white noise silence followed for the next few days. I cringe now when I think about how I handled it. I also wish that I would have learnt my lesson and to some extent I think have become more calculating when coming across information. But I also have an awesome friend who is a vault as well as an echo chamber I need when I am teetering on the lip of a meltdown volcano. Thank you for such a harrowing episode. I think that tops the other harrowing episodes that have harrowed me throughout the years.
Very good, reader.
So that was a lovely message. We love feedback, so if you ever want to tell us what you thought of a particular episode or if a particular moment made your heart fall out of your butt, let us know and we'll put the link to our group therapy group in the show notes.
Absolutely. And to just to encourage the lovely reader who left that comment that paragraph, you said you want to change or something like that, but you are recognizing past behavior and recognizing that it's not up to your current standards. You're already well down the road, man.
You've already making that turn off.
You're cruising. You're crushing it.
All right. Few stories from you, Tom.
Yes. In my own free time, perusal time, I was scrolling through Reddit and I found a fun little thread on Ask Reddit. And the prompt was, how did you find out someone had a crush on you?
Oh.
And there's a couple of responses that I thought everyone would appreciate. One small one. Was leaving school one day and my small group of friends were hugging and saying goodbye when this girl that I was into but didn't know if she was into me raised her arms up and says, what about me?
Aww.
It was the best hug I've ever had. That was in 2005. We've been together ever since.
That's feeling cute. What about me?
Chuffing cute.
I'm little Willy White here.
How did you find out someone had a crush on you?
That's cute.
And they're still together, apparently. Next one. We were mutual friends, so sat together in a few classes and occasionally texted about homework. I was looking for our friend at a Halloween party one weekend, and he offered to help me. The party's packed, and he says, want to platonically hold hands so we don't lose each other? I knew it then, and I was already interested, but he'd been so shy whenever I hinted at liking him, so I waited him out. Three drinks later, we'd given up on finding our friend and are sitting on the lawn when he turns to me and says, I have a very not little crush on you, so just wanted to get that out of the way.
That's really cute.
We had a blast talking a little longer and he walked me home. The next weekend I saw him again at another party, lacking breathing room, and yelled in his ear, I'm going outside. Do you want to come with me and non-platonically hold hands so we don't lose each other? He cracked a mile-wide smile, planted one on me, and we've been together since. How about
that? What are you doing to me? Why are you making me like love?
It's not just for you. It is for me, but there are readers at home that are digging it. Last one, I'll turn it over. A girl from one of my courses asked me if I wanted to bake cookies with her.
Delicious.
I, a professional dumbass, was like, sure, I like cookies.
That's exactly what I just did. Professional dumbass, Liz Best.
A friend informed me that I had just agreed to a date. It was okay. The cookies were pretty good. No follow-up information there. So, yeah, have you ever had a friend go, hey, they're hitting on you or they like you?
Yes. Yeah. And I'm like, no, they don't. They don't. Shut up. That's how that goes normally.
They couldn't possibly, you fool.
All right. So I found a collection of stories on BuzzFeed about things that spouses shared, hysterically random things that they learned about their partners after getting married.
Oh.
Yeah. So the first one, I learned that my husband holds his balls when he sleeps almost all night. He's sleeping on his stomach or his side, he doesn't. But as soon as he lies on his back, he holds on tightly like they're going to run away or something. They cracks me up.
Okay.
So another one says, my wife makes sex noises while she sleeps. I didn't tell her about it until after she went on a weekend trip with her friends and they said something about it.
That's good. That's convenient for her friends have to bring it up.
Yeah.
So you're having raunchy dreams there and you're just enjoying them out audibly, I suppose.
Mm. Yeah. So I learned that my husband turns on the shower while he poops, not to shower afterwards, just because he likes the steam. Not even to hide the noise, likes a bit of a sauna and a shit.
Who doesn't, my dear? Who doesn't?
And then I've got two more for you. So I learned that my husband only eats cereal out of glasses. He refuses to eat it out of a bowl. Soup, salad, whatever else is fine in a bowl. But cereal? Nope. Goddamn glass.
Well, this is a madman. His milk to cereal ratio, how does he control that? With a bowl, you can get Harris's patented bowl tip where you let the milk spoon lower down and you keep more of the dry cereal above the sea level line.
I mean, if the person had two glasses, one with milk and one with cereal, and was doing a dippy dip, I'd be fine with that. But
how are you getting your big spoon in there? You end up drinking it.
Madness. To be fair, I eat all cereal with a teaspoon.
But you're little. You're little. It's a normal size.
It fits in my little hand. And my last one, in capital letters, he eats the entire apple. The core, the stem, the seeds, everything.
I like it.
Everything.
It's so fine. It's so innocent a thing to do. It's weird. Everyone likes pointing out that it's weird.
It's fucking weird. It's like those people who bite into a kiwi fruit rather than like cutting it and scooping it out. Kiwi fruit are hairy.
Yes, yes.
How does an apple tree not grow in your stomach? I don't know. But like how do you swallow the core bit without it like scraping down your entire esophagus on the way down.
Like a horse.
I'm not into it.
Must have choppers like a horse.
Yeah.
Oh, dear. I'll wrap us up with another little one. This isn't a how did you find out someone liked you. This is just a little finisher. This reader writes, I actually met my girlfriend on Tinder. She moved into state and wasn't planning on being here for longer than She moved interstate and wasn't planning on being here for longer than a year, and 7 months on, there hasn't been a day go by that we haven't spoken or seen each other. Now that it's been a year, she isn't going anywhere. You could say we both messed each other's plans up, but for the better.
Cute.
So, you go to a new city, planning, oh, just for a year. This is a year thing.
Yeah. Best laid plans, hey.
You opened up Tinder, you know.
I wouldn't.
little action, little dating while you're in town, and you meet seemingly the one. So we were very, very nice, wholesome stories from my end on this minisode.
And bizarre ones from me, but yes. I'm into it.
Oh, it's right. We have to have the yin and the yang, right?
If you would like to share a little story with us, if you constantly go, oh, reminds me of that time that I dot, 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 please write into us, ghostofboyfriendsparts@gmail.com, or just drop us a DM on Facebook. We're on Facebook all the time. We've got our Ghosts of Boyfriends Past group therapy group, so occasionally we'll read little snippets that come out from there. If you would like to join in on the conversation there, there's a lot of good advice. There's a really lovely community. You can share memes. You can ask questions. You can drop your own knowledge about our episodes. Otherwise, share the podcast, tell a friend, rate, review, subscribe, and all of the above. And until then, I'm pretty certain that the name Quickie is going to stick. I really like it. What do you reckon?
I'm hurt and offended that we didn't do it already. Yeah. I'm annoyed.
All right, readers, until next time, Quickie time.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
There are known knowns, known unknowns, and unknown unknowns. But there are also unknown knowns. The Ancient and Esoteric Order of the Jackalope is a secret society devoted to unearthing and sharing this forgotten knowledge. Each episode, we take one of these strange stories and share it with you. No topic is off limits, except for the obvious. Available wherever fine podcasts are sold.